in Olympia. Hello, Karen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I was wondering if there are any alternative treatments to having cancer in the lymph nodes.
Oh, like a were you diagnosed with lymphoma?
Well, no. Supposedly it came from like a previous cancer that I'd had, endometrial cancer, and that's supposedly where it came from. And they have already removed like 43 lymph nodes, so these are some that they didn't take out, and they're deep in the hip area. I am concerned about having radiation because of the risk of pelvic fracture. I also have diverticulosis and degenerative disc disease. And so I was wondering if there are any alternative treatments to getting rid of that cancer, because Dr. Wright did say that, you know, there's been some found in Mexico. And I was also wondering if you are familiar with something called the Hoxie treatment.
Yes, I am. I am familiar with that. Now, Karen, can you tell me, do you have a Hodgkin's? Is it considered Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, or is it basically just endometrial cancer that has spread to the lymph?
Yeah, that's what they're considering it, correct.
Okay, so it's not really a lymph issue. These questions are complex. Normally, I really encourage lymphatic movement as much as possible. We have to save the lymph nodes that you already have, so we want them to keep working and functioning well. Now, remember, the lymphatic system is sort of our sewer system for the bloodstream. So, by removing the sewer, it doesn't really take care of the problem. It just kind of adds up. So, there are some definite things you want to do to keep those moving. One, there's a product called lymphomyosat, and I will spell that to you. It's spell that for you. It's lymph, LymphOmyosot. And that is a homeopathic blend of various herbs and things to help stimulate the lymphatic flow. And I've had really good luck with that for different lymphatic problems. Now, you also want to do something mechanical, like dry skin brushing, exercise, if you're able to, as much as possible, aerobic exercise. I recommend a mini trampoline at home. And also, if you're able to or have access to an infrared sauna, I find sauna therapy to be very effective. About 130 degrees for 30, 40 minutes several times a week. And that really helps promote lymphatic cleansing and support there. So,
would I need to worry about cleaning out those lymph nodes and having it spread the cancer elsewhere, or is that a concern?
It is a concern, but it's, you know, something that has to be done to keep moving. Otherwise, the lymph nodes just fester and the cancer takes hold. And and I'm not necessarily saying don't do the radiation, but it's one of those things you just have to support your body and what it's trying to achieve. One thing to remember with radiation treatments is the research shows that your hemoglobin has to be over 12. And if your hemoglobin is low, in other words, if you're slightly anemic, you're likely not going to benefit very much from the radiation treatment. So you might as well just wait. So there's very good research on that. And hopefully the oncologists, I find a lot of oncologists don't really follow that rule, but the research is pretty clear. Make sure your hemoglobin is over 12 or even 12.5.
Okay. So what about that Hoxie treatment? Do you know whether or not that works, or is it worth a try?
I've had a lot of people use it through the years. It's a, and then there might be some question as to whether it's the original formula. I know the Hoxie formula does contain potassium iodide, which I think is protective, especially in radiation treatments. So that's another possibility. In that regard, it might be helpful. Or you could just do the potassium iodide by itself. Normally, I also recommend, you know, high-dose green tea extract, astragalus. Even melatonin helps to reduce that inflammation in the lymphatic system. Okay.
So, but you're kind of like a cancer specialist. I'm assuming I'd have to come up sometime to the Tacoma Clinic to kind of get checked out. And
yeah, it might be. It would definitely be more worthwhile than talking on the radio about it. And I would say, yeah, either check in with Dr. Lampson or myself, and we could have a more complete picture as to what what's involved and what you're going through. So I would definitely encourage you to do that. All right.
So it's kind of like if you were in my place, you wouldn't necessarily forego the radiation. I'm concerned about the risk of pelvic fracture and all that other stuff. And so I guess my bottom line question is, are there treatments that would probably be as successful as radiation?
Well, I wouldn't be able to really answer that without knowing a more complete picture of your situation.
Okay.
But to protect your bones, I mean, it is obviously a concern. So we do have a product called Osteomins AM and PM, which can help with bone deposition. But you definitely have to exercise with that to get the minerals to deposit. So there's also a product called Bone Up that I like, that has less capsules. But again, you know, depending on your risk and how much bone loss you've already had, you may want to go with the full Osteomins.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Karen. Thanks for the call.
Okay.